Today, I'd like to talk to you about one of my favorite artists, the film director and screenwriter Ang Lee, known for his extraordinary creativity and individuality. Some of you may have recognized some of the clips from some of his films that were playing as you came in. Ang Lee has won numerous international awards, including 2 Oscars. I expect most of you are already familiar with at least his best-known films, such as Sense and Sensibility, The Hulk, and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Am I right? Yes, I thought so. Following on from that, I'll just give you a little background information about this artist, who entered the film business with determination but also faced serious difficulties. Lee is an American who grew up in Taiwan. His father, the principal of a very prestigious school in Taiwan, had high expectations of his son education-wise. On the whole, however, Lee was not so academically minded and was considered to be a daydreamer. He failed his university entrance exams to his father's great disappointment and got a degree in arts in Taiwan, where he started to develop a keen interest in drama and the arts. And that brings me to my next point, where his real story started. Very much against the will of his father, in 1978, Lee applied to study theater at the University of Illinois in the U.S. At this point, father and son basically stopped communicating for several years. Anyway, during this period, Ang Lee realized that although he had a talent for acting, his English was not good enough to let him pursue this career. He began to develop an interest in film and, for the first time in his life, found it both easy and engaging, and also that people would listen to him. At this time, he also met his wife, a fellow college student who was studying science. So, Lee began focusing on directing and screenwriting. But unfortunately, he struggled for 6 years to find proper work and to realize his dream of becoming a filmmaker. During this time, his wife was the principal earner and he was a house husband, looking after their first son. This was unusual at the time, of course. By the time he was around 30, he started to feel that he should abandon his dreams. His wife's family offered them money to set up a Chinese restaurant. In other words, relatives too thought that he should face reality. Depressed, he started looking into studying computers, but fortunately, his wife encouraged him not to lose hope. She believed he had a unique gift, and she let him know that she was 100% behind him. This was an important and deciding moment in his life. Shortly after this decision, he received some funding and then began to shoot his own films and to win international awards. I'm not actually going to talk in detail about his individual compositions due to time restraints. Instead, moving on, I'll talk briefly about the nature of his art. How would I describe his films? Perhaps you have some ideas from the examples you know and from the clips shown at the start. Generally speaking, Lee is admired for his incredible visual images and for the emotional power of his work. His work is also interesting because of the way he combines East and West in terms of focus, style, and ideas. And for my next point, I'll explain precisely why I personally am such a big fan. Primarily, it's because of the beauty of Lee's work. I remember seeing his film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, for the first time. It affected me hugely, because his visual style is so powerful and unique. He tends to do a mixture of intense and stunning close-ups on both people and objects, as well as long shots. At times, he zooms in on someone's face and then the blade of a sword, for example, then zooms out to show the figures on the horizon or below the camera. What I also really appreciate about his art is his desire to experiment with different techniques. His film Life of Pi exploited computer-generated images with extraordinary effect, and this was followed by his film The Hulk. His more recent film, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, is also extremely original from a technological point of view. In conclusion, I would like to explain that I find Lee admirable not only because of his gift, but because of his determination and strength, as well as his very human weakness. What I'm really trying to say is that becoming an award-winning director did not come easily and without pain. Ang Lee went through severe periods of self-doubt, but he kept to his dream and believed in himself with the support of his wife. That self-belief impressed me deeply, perhaps because, as a rule, I'd say I am quite a fearful person. For these reasons, as well as his incredible talent, he is an inspiration to me. I hope you've enjoyed my presentation, and that some of you might even go on to watch some more of Ang Lee's films, including the less well-known ones. You'll see some relevant information, links to articles, biographical materials, and so on the screen here. Thank you for listening.